Heating Style on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
So October's very much upon us, the clocks change, end of the month. You know, it's just getting a little bit chilly. It happens every year. It's no huge surprise, but we've got a few tips on staying warm with the people that know this business inside out. For those who haven't met you, Paul, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Paul Johnson from Heating Style, and we do designer radiators.
And when you say designer radiators, your range is very smart, isn't it?
Well, we think it's stunning. Yes, it has the benefit of looking great as well as keeping you warm.
Put it this way, you've got me interested in radiators. I didn't know radiators could be so interesting. I thought a radiator's a radiator.
I've been in love with radiators for 30 years, Chris. You'd be surprised how interesting they can be.
So we'll give details of your website, and there'll be linked to our website and so everyone can see what we're on about. But and this is really cool, your new range that you want to big up, because these are interesting.
They are. We've a new range of glass radiators, or the front is glass. They're 100% made from recycled materials, and they look beautiful. They're in a really high gloss white, black, a mirror, and we've two which are amazing. They actually have a thin veneer of stone on the front, welded to the glass, bonded to the glass, and they're travertine and slate, and they look absolutely fantastic.
So if you're thinking radiators, you're picturing those kind of ridged white things that sit on your wall, like, start again, because they don't look like radiators.
No, I mean, they offend my eye, those, Chris. Yeah, they're called steel panel radiators. They're the cheapest option, and obviously they're very efficient, but they don't look so good. So we're about making a feature of the radiator as well as keeping your room warm.
And tell us more then about these the stone and glass ones, because, like I say, if you looked at them, you didn't know they were radiators. How do they work? How do they get enough heat out to heat a room in a home?
Well, there's two types. There's the wet radiator, if you like, which has a normal water going in one end and coming out the other, the same as any radiator. Mm-hmm. And they have a heat exchanger at the back, which turns the hot water into heat that warms the air. But we also do an electric range, which are really interesting because they work using infrared technology.
Okay.
And what this means is infrared heats the object rather than the air in between itself and the object. So you stand in front of one of these radiators, you feel warm instantly, and that's because it's warming you, not warming the air around you. A really good analogy, cast our minds back to the summertime, seems a long, long time ago.
It was
ago
a great
now.
Weekend.
Oh, is it that long? Yeah. And you're sunbathing, the sun's there, you're feeling really warm and lovely, and a cloud goes across and blocks the sun. Instantly, you feel cool. But the temperature of the air hasn't changed that drastically, and it's because of the infrared rays of the sun which are making you feel warm. And as soon as the cloud goes, you're warm again. It's exactly the same idea. So infrared radiators, you stand in front of them, you're warm. It's a really, really nice feeling.
Remote control?
Oh, yes. You get.
Oh, sorry.
Of course. Oh,
sorry.
There's fun LED lights and remote control, seven-day programming. So you get all the toys with it as well. And it has the benefit of being able to go into zone two in a bathroom as well. So it's safe from an electric point of view.
It's hard to properly describe on the radio, so I would encourage you. And I know so many people just love spying on other people's homes, right? And so they go, what they got? Oh, that looks good. I can't believe that. And so, as I say, StrayFM.com, head to the lifestyle shows, and you'll find these guys there. They do look so smart.
They're amazing. And we find when we are talking to customers, there's still very little awareness out there of designer radiators and what's possible and how many various colours, sizes, shapes and so on that you can have. It's about raising the awareness, really. I think if listeners were to look at the website, they'd be very surprised at what's available now.
I'm sure you probably couldn't if you did have any celebrity clients tell us who they are, but what type of homes do you fit radiators in?
Oh, everybody's home. They start, you can get a really nice designer radiator from as little as about £140, £150, and you can spend up to £4,000, £5,000. We don't sell too many of those, but they're available.
They're there, yeah.
And I guess those would be for the Cheshire set. but no, you don't need to spend a fortune at all. I would say the majority of our sales are in the £200 to £300 range.
Do look so cool, they really do. Like I said, I didn't know I was going to be interested in radiators till I heard about you guys and then start looking into it. And when you come in to do recordings, have a little look, and I think, They are properly smart. They're very cool.
They are, Chris. And if you think decorating your living room, you may well have a new sofa, new carpet, certainly the decorating itself. You can spend a lot of money. So what's another £200-300 for an amazing feature? And it's the same in the bathroom. You can easily spend £5,000-6,000 on a new bathroom suite. Why not spend £200 on an amazing towel warmer?
Because it all completes the look.
Yeah, it's a big part of the look. And it keeps you warm.
Which, you know, is important because it gets cold in Yorkshire.
It does, yes.
It gets a bit chilly. So for those that want more, want to come and see these fantastic radiators, where can they find you? What's the best way of getting in touch?
Best way is through the website, which is heating-style.co.uk.
Paul, pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Heating Style on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.